So good to be here today again, and I welcome you to Sunday Podcast with Susanna Vetta. It's a beautiful thing to see the first Sunday in the month of February. Welcome here. We've been talking about peace since the beginning of the year 2024. You know, when we talk about peace, it is an indicator that there will most likely be storms. There will most likely be situations that are way above what we can do or what we can control. So those situations and those circumstances are what bring us to a state of peace. Peace, that deep understanding that nothing steals our joy. That deep knowing that all things are working together for our good. That understanding that nothing shakes us. We may be pressed on all sides. The stress of the economy may be so obvious that we'll be like, are we going to see this time pass? It is peace that guards our hearts together and make us understand that these too shall pass. And so, for the month of February 2024, we'll be looking at a theme that brings us to a point of, by God, growing and full of love. By God, growing and full of love. And for today, our reference text will be from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. Before I dive into the scriptures, because of the nature of my work as a social media manager, a content writer, and a sales executive who works with content and peace to ensure that we get the right audience, engagement, and many things, I have had to deal with some things that are so scary to the body of Christ. Okay, so you're going to see the Bible saying, I'm a believer in Christ Jesus, a father, this I'm a child of God, I'm a new creation reality believer. That's what the person is saying. You look into the content, this is an inspiration. Then you get into the content to see the replies, to see the post, and be like, what are notes doing here? What are sexually rated post doing on this timeline? And you'd be like, okay, maybe it's a mistake. Then you're like, okay, let me check the reply. And you see the conversations, and I'm like, oh my God. And the Bible says this. The cover picture says Jesus Christ is Lord. But we are not growing. Or do we think that our life outside of our work life is outside of our life as a believer? No, let's not get it wrong. Our life on the street, our life on social media, should actually resonate around us being a believer of Christ. So let's dive into the scripture for today. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 14 to 16. And then our immaturity will end, and you will not be easily shaken by trouble. Oh, the trouble is how I'm going to make money if I try to keep my sanity. How am I going to make money? Am I going to survive this economy downtime? Am I going to survive the prevailing situations in my country if I don't bend to the rules? You don't have to bend. The Hebrews, they didn't. The four Hebrew men, they did not bend. Joseph did not. We have enough cloud of witnesses to tell us we can be different in a space that is so pressed up by many troubles. Not led astray by novel teaching. You see people picking sermons, picking doctrines, picking the word of God out of context because they are trying to drive engagement, trying to feel like they're objective people or subjective people when they are just basically opinionated people that want people to make them
just to have an opinion with themselves that it is not, anyways. Or by false doctrine of deceivers who teach clever lies. Like, these people are they take their time to personally curate content that deceives you. And it's not like they have you in mind. They're not trying to unveil a truth to you, like, okay, all you believe, all your lies are lies. No. They're coming to cleverly tell you lies but make you believe it is the truth. But instead, we remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. Verse 15 says, but instead of being deceived, instead of being easily shaken, instead of being easily led astray, no, we remain strong and always sincere in our love as we express the truth. Whether we're expressing it in our workplace, in our neighbor, with our neighbors, with our siblings, with our family ones, with our loved ones, our partner, as we remain strong. Oh, in the kingdom, we don't go about life that way. Oh, it may add more bucks, it may give me more dollars or more nairas to my account, but it's going to defer who I am as a child of God. So you could keep the money and let's do it the right way. See, I'm not saying this because I think it is easy to go about life the right way, legally, honestly, with the consciousness that we believe. It's going to take a stretch. You see, but we remain strong. There's a level of strength that is needed to get things like this done. And all our directions and ministries will flow from Christ and lead us deeper into Him, the anointed head of His body, the church. So, verse 16 is saying, for His body has been formed in His image and is closely joined together and constantly connected as one. And every member has been given divine gifts to contribute to the growth of all. So there is something you can do for that believer close to you. He or she doesn't have to attend your local church. There is something to do for that believer next door. There is something to do for and with that believer that you are in the organization together. There's something to do with that believer that is on your timeline. It's not just about a personal profit. We have the kingdom at heart. And so this month, more than ever, you and I need to be intentionally growing and full of love. Intentionally growing and full of love. We are intentionally growing. We are making effort to operate effectively throughout the whole body. You're doing your part in the body of Christ. You have giftings. You might be speaking, it might be writing. Yours might be, you just have that desire to be with the teenagers, the children. Yours might be to the married, to the singles. Whatsoever your gifting is teaching, is exhortation, is counseling, is a prayer, is the gift of faith to the body of Christ. Extend those giftings with love in your heart in an attempt that everybody who belongs to the body of Christ is growing. God has expressed His love to you in many ways. His love for us is higher than the mountain, deeper than the ocean. His love for us is more than words can say. Higher than the mountains and deeper than the ocean. His love for us is more than words can say. So now it's time for us to go out there and ensure we express love. We said, by this shall all men know that we are His disciples, if we have love one for another. That is the only way people will know we are believers. The way we uphold the truth in love. The way we express the truth in love. The way every of our action is so full of love. That is how the world around us is going to know that we are believers, we are children. So as you resume work again tomorrow, maybe on your way to work right now because you couldn't listen to this yesterday, as you cruise and go about your life,
be intentional about growing this month. And let everything you do be full of love. Thank you for listening to today's episode on Sunday Podcast with Susan Abeta. I would love that you share this with a friend, a loved one, a believer in Christ. And yes, I covet your prayer because being consistent on this space is a lot. I hope to see you next week Sunday where we talk about, by God, growing full of love. See you next week. Bye. Thank you.